Wednesday afternoon, time for our bi-monthly conversation with MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez. The state legislature is preparing to get back to work. And of course, one of the things top of the list is the budget and fixing the roads.
Yeah, it is that time of year. Kids are back in school. The season's winding down, a month to go in summer, and the legislature's returning to Lansing. The top item on the agenda is, of course, the roads. If anybody took a trip this summer, you know what Michigan's roads are like. A little bumpy in some places. So yesterday, there's a number of business groups out of Lansing, Michigan Chamber of Commerce, Business Leaders from Michigan, the Detroit Regional Chamber, and of course, the Grand Rapids Area Chamber. They got together to basically voice their frustration and say, okay, lawmakers, time's up. It's time to do something. With Governor Whitner and the legislators in Lansing, this is a problem that's gone on long enough. There's a lot of agreement that it takes about $2 billion to $2.5 billion more state revenue annually, or that's the amount needed each year for a number of years to get the roads back up to where they need to be. There are a lot of roads in fair or poor condition, and they're continuing to deteriorate. And folks who spoke yesterday in Lansing said, if you own a business and you've got a fleet of trucks, delivery vans, vehicles on the road, this is costing you. For manufacturers, just-in-time delivery, if they're having to change their route because there are weight limits on bridges or roads that they're crossing. For farm producers, agricultural businesses, they face those weight limits and they have to have some detours. So the business community, at least these four business groups, really spoke up loudly yesterday and said, legislature, governor, it's time to get this thing resolved.
We keep hearing about a gas tax. I guess the question is, since you have business leaders who are behind this passionately, how about a tax on diesel? If we've got trucks out there, maybe a diesel tax is the way to go.
Well, the governor's proposal, she announced in her State of the State address, the 45-cent increase was for fuel taxes. Interestingly enough, these groups, they don't have anything they prefer. Now, they did not support the governor's proposal for the gas tax increase, fuel tax increase, but they're not opposing it. They're not voicing objections either. They said straight out, Rich Studley at the Chamber of Commerce, Michigan Chamber, Doug Rothwell at Business Leaders for Michigan, they're saying, we agree that this is the amount of money needed each year, that $2 to $2.5 billion annually. That's what's needed to get the roads back up to where we need to get them. And fill in the blanks, legislature, is basically their message. They're not offering their own proposal, and they're not endorsing or opposing the one that's on the table. Now, there were some reports, I think the Detroit News yesterday had a report, that Republicans in the legislature are willing to go for a smaller tax increase with some other changes in the budget that would put more money into roads. So the legislature is coming back into session for the fall session, and this is the item at the top of the agenda.
It's all about education, higher ed, Michigan colleges. This is interesting, preparing students for an influx of cannabis careers.
Yeah, you know, as we said before going on the air, this is, you know, a career in cannabis is something that used to get you a long term in a prison. Now you can get a degree in it. We completed our series that we've done over the last three editions this week, looking at this industry, the cannabis industry, with medical marijuana legal for some years and now recreational marijuana coming online. This is a business, an industry that's emerging. And so we've been taking a look at it. And one of the stories by one of our writers this week was looking at higher education, where it's going. We see that Northern Michigan University and Lake Superior State University both have specialized degree programs focused on graduates who want to pursue a career in cannabis. Things like the science, the chemistry, quality assurance, and quality assessment for the industry. That's a big part of this law that passed in November to make sure that the product has some quality and nobody's messing around and putting stuff in there that doesn't belong. So there are degree programs out there now, and folks would suspect that some of the other colleges and universities may soon follow. After all, this is an industry in Michigan that's projected by 2022 to employ about 28,000 people and have an economic impact of $1.3 billion. Nationally, it's a pretty good-sized industry that's projected by 2022, 467,000 jobs nationally. That's one of the projections out there. So just like years ago, we saw the universities in Michigan when the craft wine industry started taking off. They started creating these vintner programs. Craft brewers now have some programs at the colleges and universities. There's another industry that's emerging, and they're responding accordingly, just like they've responded for so many other industries that have talent needs, and we need people trained in this area. This is what the colleges are doing.
because there's the recreational side of cannabis and then also medical marijuana as well. And that gets us into healthcare systems and how employers are working to kind of fix or create their own healthcare system.
Well, employers involved, obviously, for a long time because they're footing the bill. But over a number of years, we've seen more and more employers focusing on health and wellness, now overall well-being. And I wrote a column this week that basically says there's a heck of a lot more that perhaps needs to be done, because I spoke with a gentleman out of an organization called the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. Now, we see a lot of headlines, a lot of stories these days about healthcare, hospital pricing, surprise billing, Medicare for all. You know, pharmaceutical prices and prescription drug prices, all good issues to attack, but they don't go to the heart of the issue, according to this organization, which says 8% of adults had five or more chronic medical conditions as of 1996. Today, that rate is double at 16%. 16% of Americans have five or more chronic medical conditions. Why does that matter? Because those conditions, diabetes, arthritis, depression, COPD, cardiovascular disease, and some others, those are expensive conditions to treat. And this is what's really driving healthcare costs in America. There's a recent report from the Kaiser Family Foundation that shows 1.3% of folks enrolled in health insurance in America as of 2017, 1.3% accounted for almost 20% of the spending. And the point of this organization, and I talked to the gentleman, his name's Ken Thorpe, he's a chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. If we can get those under control, if we can get those chronic medical conditions under control and stop that trend line from going up and get people healthier, well, then that's money not spent. And understand, there's a difference between healthcare costs, access to care, and healthcare expenditures. What really needs attacking is the healthcare expenditures, because that's where the money's flowing from everybody else's pocket into another economic sector, and those costs just keep going up. So the point really is, we're not a particularly healthy country in America, and the way to get healthcare expenses, healthcare under control as far as rising costs, is to get a healthier population and simply not need that much healthcare.
Oftentimes it's habit. So how do you get people to change their habits?
That's the big little one, and it's an enormous issue. Lifestyle behavioral change is hard. This is hard stuff. We're conditioned at an early age for certain behaviors, and sometimes those behaviors just aren't good for us. But there are best practices out there about working through workplace wellness programs. First, to get people to understand what is their condition, if you have a high A1C, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, and what you can do about it. Bottom line, it sounds simple. Eat better, get more exercise. But you're right. It is something that's hard for people who find themselves at a certain age in some of these situations. Lifestyle change is hard, but there are practices out there that can nudge people along to a better path.
MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez, thank you so much.
Thank you.